Herr Schleime Klein.
So what I'm going to do again, it's on my own opinion, and there is plenty rabbonim in Manchester. If you got any question, the gabe arba minim, please do bother them and go and ask a shale on arba minim, but don't bother me so much. When is the time of buying esrig? Why I'm giving the shir today? I was last week, I traveled on Tzom Gedalia to Eretz Yisrael, and I came back on Thursday night. And I knew that I'm going to give the shir today, but I didn't have much time. And always I like to find myself an esrig. I'm not anymore dealing in esroigim, kimat, and I like to find myself an esrig. I had a business meeting on Monday, so I didn't do anything. But the plane landed after the fast, exactly 9:36. 11 o'clock, after 11 o'clock in the night, I was already in the Pardes trying to get. Because in the there is night, but the night is for doing mitzvahs. I didn't manage because they also had a fast, so they went home, so I didn't manage. The next day, only during the day I was busy, it started in the night. I was looking and helping my son on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, in the night. And Thursday, I had a breeze. After the breeze also, I was a little bit busy with it. Now, the Sochrim will always tell you when you're going to buy Arba Minim, this year is a very hard year. And everyone says, we heard the same story last year, and the year before, and the year before. Well, I'm not a Soicher, so I'm not a Nogea Badover, right? I told you, I'm trying to buy the best. There is no better than the best. I'm just a part like you. Everyone wants to buy the best, whatever he can. I hardly found one esrig for me, and it was on Wednesday night, Bekoyach. It's a beautiful esrig. I didn't bring it here because it's delicate, so I didn't want the mishmush yadayim als techsam soifer. But when is the zman when people should buy an esrig? So I was sitting on the plane. I didn't sleep much in Eretz Israel, so half of the way I was sleeping and half of the way I was trying to think what I'm going to tell in the shir today, because after all it's after Yom Kippur. When is the time when you buy an esrig? So the Sochachev Rebbe, the Shem Shmuel, says like this, and I'll read it. It should be finished on time. The Alek Doishim, the Gdoile Israel, in the previous Doires, they did not buy an esrig only till after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur you buy an esrig. Why? Because it depends on the way how you daven on Yom Kippur, the same way you get the esrig which is designated for you. Why? Because when you cry on Yom Kippur, with your tears, with this share de moes, you rub off all the stains which are on the esrig. Zoi zog de Shem Shmuel. He add on another thing. He add on that there is tzaddikim, which in the previous doires, in the little villages, different places, they've been sent an esrig, right? They did not open the esrig until the nets of the first day. They did not want to open to see it. And when they opened it, it was a hodor. The first day. The Kaf HaChaim says, so today is the first day after Yom Kippur. That's the time where you need to go to buy an esrig. The Kaf HaChaim says, he writes like this, שביום יוד אלף תשרי אחרי תפילת שחריס קודם שיאכל, after שחריס, before you eat, you should buy a דבר מצווה, a לילב, or an אסריג, if possible. אזוי זוגת דקף החיים. אבל דייבת says that, like here, if you buy an esrig before Yom Kippur, you should open it after Yom Kippur, and you should check your esrig to see What is the condition? Because I can tell you one thing. When I was an Esrig dealer and I bought the Esrogim in Elul, when they came here to London, usually in London, when I opened them, I said, Ribbono Shel'olam, that's not the Esrogim which I chose. Ribbono Shel'olam, what is it? Not that they changed it, because I had Simon on the boxes. It's exactly the same. Why? Because things can change. And I'll add the Mucher before the Mugdam. Today, and I'll tell the Mugdam before, I want to tell it afterwards. Today, there is an international law. If you're coming even here, if you read properly the instruction, who needs to go in the red to declare, or blue or green line in the customs, what? No, leave it. If you bring to the UK, for example, any fruit, right, fish or meat, that's you, in the instruction, you cannot bring it in. The international law forbid taking from country to country. If you go to America, you see in America the little dog coming to check to smell it. You can't. They confiscate it and you get a fine as well. The same thing in Eretz Yisrael. If you come to Eretz Yisrael, always the person from Misrad HaKlahut, before the customs, once I bought an apple, he wanted to give me a fine. I said, I brought it for myself. I'm not eating on EasyJet because they're giving TRAIF or on the low-cost airline. So you take with you food. If they find it, by law, they usually take it, but they can give you a fine because they don't let from one country to the other country to take any fruits. Now, what's the problem? Okay, I'll start a little bit earlier the demonstration. When I didn't find an Esri, that I saw on Wednesday night. This is last Wednesday night, a box of Esrogim which they cut in Tammuz, but they didn't open it. So I like big Esrogim, so I said, can I have a look at the box? Yes, they let me have a look at the box. This is a Yanover Esrig which is growing in Kfar Chabad. And what happened was, all the ukets, there was a longer ukets, all got rotten. So what do they do, let's say, in America with Esrogim? You take the Esrig, right, and you have to dip it in, I explained it in last year's year, in special chemicals in order to prevent it rotting. They're doing it even in tomatoes. When fruit and vegetables going from one country to the next, they dipping the uktzim where it's joined in a special chemical to prevent it rotting, right? This was all rotten, but I cut it. This is an esrig which was ador be'ilon mishono l'shono. That's why it's big. It's a yanever esrig, the seeds which from the rebbe which they sent to Kfar Chabad, planted in Kfar Chabad. And it's got a pitam. It's quite a nice esrig. It's not completely clean. And then it's coming to what I'm saying. I'm not going even to say what I'm going to say. I met there on Tuesday an agriculture scientist, 82 year old. This scientist now, and started schmeezing with him. Why? Because of this problem that they send, usually it starts in America. With America starting with money, America is starting. America controlled, USA controlled the whole world. Now they send from Eretz Yisrael a lot of Esrogim to America. So America demand allow the Esrogim in, providing there is certain condition. Number one, as I told you from years and years ago, you have to dip the ukets in chemical to prevent it. For example, the lulavim, they all need to be, it's called fumigated. They got all the lulavim put into gas to kill all the insects which growing on it. Now, because of all the laws, and they're changing the laws, how the Eden in Eretz Yisrael, how every esrig in the world grows with a pitam. The hodder in the esrig, I told you in previous years, is the pitam. Every esrig grows with a pitam. What happened in Eretz Yisrael? There is very hot climate, right? So before the Esri come to Shlish Giduloi, the Pitam falls. So the takona was, you can't have all with a pitam. The Chazal said, if it's fall before the whole gidl of the, after, before Shlish Giduloi, the esrig is kosher even without a pitam. It's not hodor, it's kosher. So the growers in El Sol decided, somebody came with a brilliant idea. If we put the chemicals at the ukets to prevent it falling and to prevent it rotting, what we should do, we should take the same chemicals, spray it on the top of the esrig, in order, maybe, that the pitam should stay. And that's the problem which is called the nicest esroigim in Eretz Yisrael. It's a min, it's growing by somebody, grower called Gross esroigim. He's got the nicest esroigim. He's got the nicest esroigim because he's got the most trees, most fruit he's got. But it's called, I would call it, the Grossmachle, the Schwarzele Pintelach. How comes there is black dots always at the top? Because they spray it when it's in the buds, when it's tiny, right? They spray it in the chemicals, there is water, right? So from the stains of these chemicals, that's why the black dots are usually at the top. No other reason. We afraid when we see black dots, it's a choser, it's not good. Usually, I would tell you from my experience, the black dots are not black dots, but it's brown dots, it's not black, but you call them black. That's what I said at the beginning. Everyone is the Talmid Chuchem Legabe Dina Esroigim. So I leave it to you. If you want, you take it. If you don't want, you don't take it. But I'll tell you, the clock is...
Is it never black?
Yeah. No, I didn't say. I said sometimes it's black, but if you look properly with a microscope, you'll see it's not black. It's not black. It's usually brown, but dark brown you can say it's black. Another thing: if the black dots are coming mamesh in the pitam itself, that's not the pitam itself is not a part of the esrig. Sometimes the growers putting strings to pull it from the leaves in order to prevent a blood fleck, and that's cause also in, you know, if it's growing in the trees, there is a lot of leaves and the water left there, sometimes you can see like a stain. The stain is from the spraying, from what the grower tried to do in order to get an esrig. So let's go, let's say esrig is Rosh Tevois, Al Tevoyeni Regel Gave. I don't want to say that I'm a Gave telling you the shir, that's why I'm saying you should, everyone knows better than me. So, Nishtachilik. But esrig is also Rosh Tevois, Aleph is Emunah. Tov, where did I read it? Tshuva, S, Reish is Refue, and Gimel, Geula. What is the Kava Shove Shebeinem? It's all Shleimo. Esrog, Emunesh Davzan Shleimo, the Tov, Tshuva Davzan Shleimo, Reish Refuah Shleimo and Geula Shleimo. I want to speak about the Emunah Shleimo. So I told you I met this Yid, a Fraye Yid, 82 years old, right? Because of all the chemicals, so the chemicals in the world changed. They don't let the chemicals which they used 10 years ago or 20 years ago to use on the fruit. The Americans, they said...
Experiment.
Nobody got experiment. Everything is Emunah Shleima. I went to another grower which grow Chazonish Esroigim, right? When you buy an esrig, the most important thing to buy it from somebody which is Ferleslech. You can trust him. This Yid, he grows Chazonish Esroigim in Kfar Chabad. There is all sorts of Esroigim, and he cut. And that's the story of Emunah Shleimo. He cut 8,000 beautiful esroigim with a pitam, and then you need to put them like in quarantine, that's for the regulation, in a room. The whole 8,000 estrogen which he cut, I suppose, the bin of, gone kaput. Why? Why? Because they found out the insects, the mazikim, in the pre-AIDS hodor are so tiny, you can't see them, you can't see them. It's smaller than a millimeter, 0.1 of a millimeter. And they growing so fast as trillions, millions. They all went into this esrogim which he cut. The skin is, instead of like sort of shiny, it's all matte, and then suddenly it all, the whole esrog from green, when you cut it in the, from the tree, it's green, all turned like gold, and it's finished. Nobody will buy. So I said, what will you do? 8,000 esrogim. He said, so he called, this was before I came, obviously. He called this agriculture scientist, Mumche from Misrad HaKlaut, and they found out, what shall we do? Still the esrogim growing from ov, otherwise I'm living from the pardes all year round, right? If the whole pardes is gone, it's kaput, for example. What did Ribbono Shel Olam want to show? There is no, hardly any Italian from proper Italy esrogim this year. They brought some esrog there in Kfar Chabad, a beautiful Italian esrog. If you want to know the news from this year, they were selling it $3,000 an Italian esrog. Why? Because during the winter, last winter, the Ribbono Shel Olam made a gzeira in Italy, all had frost in the baths, finished. There is hardly any esrogim from Italy. Right? So this year, going back to Eretz Yisrael, what is the story this year in Eretz Yisrael? I told you, 8,000 esrogim, which is a lot, is they gone. He called him and he said, what shall I do? I've got esrogim on the trees, they're growing. What can we do to prevent it? They found out that there is a little fly. No, the orchard, the frumayid told the scientist that there is a fly which is in lemons and in oranges, and this fly in nature, sorry that I don't know the Latin words neither for the insect nor for the machle, but this little fly, which is again, I saw it in the microscope, which is, let's say, 1 millimeter, his food in nature, the Ribbono Shel Olam made, he only eat this other, it's called in Ivrit, the little fly which killed the esrogim, akarit. He is eating, that's his food, this fly. So he said, let's try, and if we can catch in the orchard of oranges or lemons this fly, let's try to bring him to my pardes, maybe we can save the pardes. So this 82-year scientist said, I never heard it. He's 82, I've got experience. I never heard it that this fly will eat the other fly. He said, what can we lose? Otherwise I lose everything. Let's bring it. So in the beginning, after Tisha B'Av, Yud B'Av, he went and muzzled. They found a fly. He brought this fly into, not from America, from Eretz Israel. He brought this fly to his pardes. And wonders, all this little fly, I don't know how it distributed, ate all these little millions, milliards of fly. So I asked this 82-year-old, tell me, I want to ask you something. We are in a series of Meitshiva. What do you call such a thing? You never heard a story like this in your life. What do you say? Can't you see Yad Hashem? Can't you see Yad Hashem? Can't you see Emunah Shelemo? And my son, he's got a boutique for Esrogim in Yerushalayim. He was crying for me that there is no so much customers coming. I said, learn the lesson of Emunah from this Baal HaPardes. That's Emunah. That's if the Ribbono Shel Olam in Yom Kippur says, Mi bo maim, mi bo eish, who should have mi oni, mi osher, you can, a Pardes grower can only see in Arba Minim just the Emunah Shelemo in the Abish. Eibishter, how the Eibishter fear the oilam. If he wants that it Italy won't be one esrig, there is no esroigim. If he wants that this Balapardes should make good parnose, then he decide that the customer, this customer should go here, this customer should go here. The ein odom noikefetz boy milemato, it's nothing. Alles ist finde Ribbon Yeshua Elam. The time.
What?
82-year-old
guy, what
did he say to you? If he doesn't want to believe in the Eibishter, I said to him, you are 82 years old. He said, Ani Roesh is a Yad Hashem. I haven't got an explanation. 82 years, he's got experience, right? So it's happened to me, so I can tell you. It's not a story in the book, but it's Mamesh, you can see Yad Hashem. I haven't got time, and I promise to finish you on time, so I'll show you something which I didn't have before. I'll take this. Not kosher.
No,
this is a Taimener Esrig, right? It's kosher. Taimener Esrig usually are not having a pitum, because to have a pitum on an Esrig like this, which is most probably best part of the year on the tree, that's an esrig hador be ilon mishono leshono, and to get an esrig like this, which is more or less perfect, a taimener, it's got in aloches of esrig, it's got the uketz keneged the pitem, it's got the shikua, right, and it's mamesh a beauty, right. So I wanted to make another test. I found it only on Tuesday night. I decided I'll show it to a few growers when I went to look for my esrig. That's part of the simcha of the mitzvah of Arba Minim, to bring simcha to the people. When you show this esrig to anyone, straight away a smile is on your face. That's the simcha. You know, you want to leave Atzvus, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, after Yom Kippur, when you're coming to Sikkes, you should be the Indian of simcha, v'somachto b'chagecho, and the simcha of the mitzvah of Arba Minim.
Excuse me.
The other one is also, again, it's a...
Excuse me, can you hold that in your hand?
Yes, you can. Because the other one is again a taimener, which is quite nice.
You can hold it in your hand.
You can. It's pitumless. Yeah. Pitum didn't stay. Efsher, I don't know, I'm not going to paskin on it, but it's also quite clean.
But not sure. Quite clean.
Anyone wants to see it, can see
Shkua
it.
Not
can hold
in
it.
Line. The Shkua.
Yeah, Shikua, there is Shikua.
Not in the same line.
No, not on the same line. But this is a beauty. This Esrik go in Eretz Yisrael for a lot of money.
Thousand.
Agit Yontel.